This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's the Sundance Film Festival in Utah, the Cannes Film Festival in France, the Tribeca in New York, and then there's the Woods Hole Film Festival on Cape Cod. It's the little kid on the block, but the fest is now 25 years old. This year's festival features about 130 films, from a documentary about Norman Lear, who wrote some of the most successful and controversial sitcoms on TV, including All in the Family.
All in the Family was the greatest.
Do you have a quick answer for the people who say the show reinforces bigotry?
Yes, my quick answer is no.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four eyes. A guy who is a fag is a queer.
Who used to say is too hip for the room.
To The Forbidden Shore, a film about the music that's the heartbeat of Cuba. All of the films are from emerging independent documentary makers. Many are being shown for the first time in New England, and some are international.
Our motto is bringing the world to your doorstep, one film at a time.
Judy Laster is founder and director of the Woods Hole Film Festival. It began humbly as a one-day affair, and it began kind of out of necessity.
So I made a spaghetti western, and I wanted my friends to see it. So another friend of mine and I decided to start the Woods Hole Film Festival.
What was your film called?
Oh, Damsel in Distress.
In Distress?
D-I-S-D-R-E-S-S.
And you got into the first film festival that you entered, your own.
Right. You know, if you're not going to get in somewhere else, start your own. That's what I always say.
Laster started it, and she's grown it. She says it'll attract 5,000 people by the time the festival ends this Saturday. Judy Laster says it takes a village, literally, to make this happen. Woods Hole Village. About 800 people are behind the scenes of the eight-day festival. The Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution and the Marine Biological Lab convert lecture halls into movie theaters. Even the old fire station becomes a venue. This past Saturday, Woods Hole resident Nicole Goldman came to opening night. She's been to almost every fest.
I love it that it comes here.
She remembers way back when her little town first considered doing something, as she says, so much bigger than it was.
I do remember the beginning, and it was like, can this work? Is this possible? What are they doing?
Goldman's husband, John, is a film buff and a director. He says this festival is not just for the benefit of the filmgoer.
This is a two-way street, you know. The filmmaker labors for years, mortgages their house, and this is what they believe in. And then to be able to show it to an audience is, you know, a lifetime achievement. And it's very important for them to get response. And that's what this film festival can do.
Rachel Grady co-directed the film about TV legend Norman Lear. It was the first documentary shown at the Sundance Film Festival this year. So you might think, once you've done Sundance, why come to Woods Hole? Well, in the Coffee Obsession Cafe the morning after her screening, Grady had a ready answer. Sundance, she says, is packed with industry heavyweights. Woods Hole is down to earth.
It's actually more interesting to just show a film cold to regular people rather than someone that you might be pitching or trying to get money from. It's just different.
Different and welcoming. She's here for a third year and even brought her family, even if she's technically at work.
It's mostly pleasure. Showing your film is not, it should not be stressful. In some festivals, it's more stressful than others. There's no stress here.
Rachel Grady's film, Norman Lear, Just Another Version of You, will show again later this week at the Woods Hole Film Festival. Tomorrow, bluegrass mandolin master Sam Bush is coming to Woods Hole for the screening of the documentary about his life, Revival, The Sam Bush Story. You can find the full schedule at our website, wbur.org.